Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless and none wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. You would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I might be set free. Oh Lord, oh Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
I sing for all that you've done for me. My mic's on. It's just not. There it is. Now it's turned up. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Proverbs chapter 18. We're going through Proverbs. We go through it kind of slow, 24 verses in chapter 18, but I'm only going to do half of that. A lot of these we just meditate on, we take in and think about, and just let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, just kind of work in our hearts in these. It's really a contrast between the righteous and the wicked, the upright, and those who are not upright. So in chapter 18, we'll look at the first 12 verses. Why don't you follow along as I read? He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He who quarrels against all sound wisdom. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. When a wicked man comes, contempt also comes, and with dishonor comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. To show partiality to the wicked is not good, nor to thrust aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips bring strife, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of the whisperer are like dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts of the body. He also who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. A righteous man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high tower in his own imagination. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before honor. We've got kind of a ring here, and in the message, we want to try to eliminate that. Father, we do want to thank you so much, Lord, for the wisdom that you give us. Lord, we can so easily walk in our own ways and walk down a blind alley, walk off a cliff left to ourselves. Lord, get off base, get off track. Lord, but with the wisdom that you bring to us, Lord, that we are to do, that which is the wise person and how they walk in a wise way. And those that are foolish and they walk in their own design and their own ideas, Lord, we thank you for that contrast, Lord. We want to keep off the way of the fool and we want to keep on the path of the wise. So, Lord, I do pray, God, as we lift our hearts and our lives to you, this morning, Lord, that you would pour your Spirit out upon us. We know that you've given us the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus Christ, and he is all in all. He is everything to us. So, Lord, I do pray, Lord, as our hearts are drawn close to you, Lord, that we might magnify and glorify you in our midst now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Your name I come alive to
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Raise it up to me this morning.
Thank you.
Jesus, Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer. Yes, you are. The rescue for sin.